Okay, today is Daf Chaf, we're on Daf Yud Tes and Beis by the Mishnah. Continuing things that you're not allowed to do when you work for Goyim. So another thing you're not allowed to do is, not Goyim, Goyim's the wrong word, the right word is Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Ein Osin Tachshitin La'avodas Kochav. You cannot make jewelry for idols. Katlos, a choker necklace, Nizamim, nose rings, Tavos, bracelets. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, or B'Shchar Mutter. You're getting a paycheck for that. It's mutter. You want to do it with donation. You know, that you can't do. You want to donate that, you can't do. You get paid? Why not? Ein mochun lehem b'mechubah l'karka. You're not allowed to sell to a guy mechubah l'karka in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? You can't sell them mechubah l'karka. Aval mochu m'shiyiktad. You can sell it after you cut it off. A gzera like that, we don't make such a gzera. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mocha amanas lachos. You can tell us even if it's mechubar, if the contract says it's going to be cut. I'm telling you the tree, but you're going to cut it down. That's mutter. Even if it's that's mutter. Menahani mili, how do you know all these things? That you're not allowed to sell mechubar lakarka? Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, Amar kra, because it says in the pasuk, lo sichanim. Lo sichanim, it means. Lo sichanim means lo sitein lahem chania bekarka. Don't give them a chania. The parking lot in Israel, right? Chania. Don't give them a foothold in the land, right? Lo sichanim. Don't give them the opportunity to have a foothold in Eretz Yisrael. They can rent. They can be there. They can't own land. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Hi, lo sichanim. You boil it. Read it for something else. Dachi kar rachmana. Rashi says, "Shelo yomar." You shouldn't say, "Kama over kachavim zena." Look at that beautiful guy. Doesn't say that. Losichanim. Don't give them chain. Right? Why not? Why can't you say, "Look at that beautiful guy"? Why can't you say that? Pasha, the Ram says, because you are drawn after things that you admire. So if you admire them, you're going to be drawn after them, right? Says the Rambam, you can't even praise their actions. You can't even praise their actions. Forget their looks. You can't even praise their actions, right? It's kind of the same thing. If you are drawn to and you desire things that you are impressed with. So if you keep impressing yourself with them, keep saying how impressed you are with them, whether it's looks or behavior, whatever it is, you're going to be interested in them. Don't do that.
MK, Lemakra, Lo Sichunin, Maya Lo Sichunin, Shamina Tarti.
That's both.
I, Bakati, Boyle, Lahafi, Ab Rahmana.
But we have another board.
Lo Sitein, Lahem, Matnas, Shel, Chinam.
King gives them three things. Right? You can't give them three presents. You can give them anything for free. Right? So we had to catch it. We've had the using part. So they'll get an extra ticket or something. Something to give to the guy. Right? We have nothing to do with it. Somehow we got an extra ticket. Somehow we got nothing underhanded. We got an extra ticket. So we didn't need the ticket. Something to give to one of the guy on the online. So
you run into the Shiloh.
The question is that a kiss for him? I don't know.
So, the Tosfos says that
you're allowed to, if you have the guy in the subway, come to the, right? Tosfos says you're allowed to give the guy the only tzedakah. Why? Tzedakah shalom. Right? You have to put in a very small coin to make it a very loud clank. So that way, put in a penny, make it very loud. Everyone sees you be stuck into the only. Right? Why? Mutter? Zaka Shalom. That's not considered for free. I don't know. We're about to have a whole thing about that by the music part.
Anyway, I know. I agree with you. Im Kane, Lema Kuro Lo Sichinin. Maya Lo Sichonin, Shaman Apulu.
You're right. All three are included.
Tayanami Hachi, Lo Sichonin, Lo Sichonin, Chaniya Bakarka. Don't give it a foothold in the land. Don't praise them.
Davar Acher, Lo Sichonim, Lo Sichonim, Lo Sichonim. And the Rebbeinu Bechai has a whole arichas over here, how you see the koach of a drasha. From this pasuk, you learn three completely unrelated things. You have it all the time. Completely unrelated things. You can't tell a guy he's good looking, and you can't tell him lamb. Unrelated, completely unrelated. So now the same word.
Umat naskinam kufa tanoihi? Umat naskinam kufa tanoihi?
Really, it's a machlokas tanoim.
The Tanya, losochlo kol, it says the Torah, losochlo kol nevela.
You're not allowed to eat the nevela. So what do you do with the nevela?
So the pasuk says, lager asher bisharecha titnena.
This is not a ger tzedek, it's not a ger. A ger is a Jew. This is a ger toshav, a guy who's agreed to live in Israel and keep the seven mitzvot of Bnei Noach. Eating kosher is not one of the seven mitzvot of Bnei Noach. So give it to him. Rashi points out, we have a chiyuv to sustain them. So give it to him. V'achla. Oh, or macho l'nachmi. Or sell it to a guy. Those are the choices. Now the Gemara says like this. Ein liel l'ger b'nesinu lo galcham b'machira. I only know I can give it to the ger and sell it to a guy. What if I want to do the other way around?
L'ger b'machira minayim.
How do we know I'm allowed to sell it to the ger?
Talmud lomar titnena. Oh, macho.
How do I know I'm allowed to give it to the guy for free? You see from here that what sort of gift like to a guy for free? Now, is it really for free? It's only chinam when you're dealing with a guy. It's not chinam. Right? He's your neighbor. You give him the huge hot roast that something happened to it. Right? You give him a huge... What is he going to treat you nice also? The total... What? That's not chinam.
Talmud Lomar Titnena V'Ochla O Machol L'Nachmi. Nim Talmud Lomar Echad Ger Echad Gover Gachavim.
Whether it's a Ger Toshav or it's a Guy,
Bein Bin Asira, Bein Bin Mechira,
it's all Mutter. So you see, Divur of Meir, see what Meir holds. There's a lot of gifts like to see them to a Guy. So Tina must mean that you need to get paid for it. Of course, you have a reason, and the reason is a good reason. Of course I have a good reason. I butter up my neighbor, the guy. What's better than that? It's a good reason. It's a chinam. I'm doing it for chinam. I have ulterior reasons. Chinam means a Jew walks into the room, you love him for no reason. That's chinam. I don't know anything about this guy, but I love him. That's chinam. Here, of course it's not chinam. Of course there's a reason. So when you're online at the amusement park and you get an extra ticket, of course it's not chinam. What? What do you mean? You're getting Kiddush Hashem. That's a chinam. Right? So, no, it's never chinam when you're dealing with a goy. Not exactly sure the parameters here. Rehuda Omer, no! It's a barbecue ksavam. You can't give it to a goy. You can only give it to a ger. So the Gemara says, like, listen to this. Shakrik Omer Meir. Meir seems to be more correct. So Rehuda Omer Lach, Esau, that has a kidak Omer of Meir. If Meir would be correct, Lichta Rahmana, Titnena, V'achla, Umachar, oh, Lomeli, why is there an O stuck in there? Shmamina, Udvan Kitab Udaasa. You see that I'm right. Has to be exact. Vermeer, what does he do with the O? Hahu, he teaches like this. Lak Dume Nesina Zeger, the Mechira La'ove Kachav. He says no. You have a choice. It's preferable to give it to the Ger rather than sell it to a guy. I hold you can do either one. Preferable. Rabbi Yehuda, keep on the care of the mitzvah of lachiyoso, the kind of iman to lachiyoso, like the most of fraud. So Rabbi Yehuda, it's obvious. Obvious. Why is it obvious? Because the care, you have a chiyuv to sustain. You have a chiyuv to support him. He sort of cob a little bit mitzvah. He's not a Jew, but you know, goy, you have no chiyuv. So that's not, I don't need a problem for that. That's obvious.
And the machlok is end.
That's what it is. Now that we mentioned that, now we go on to a tangent. Davar Achal Sichonim Lathidu Lahem Chayim. Nesayale L'Rav. Damar Rav. Asur L'Adam Shiyomer Kama Na Avodas Kochav Mzu. It's usher to say, how good looking is that guy? He also said, it's usher, the Rambam said, it's usher even to give Shevach to the midos and the behavior of a guy. Right? That's what we said. Not just look, it's also behavior. Asks the Everybody asks this question.
What about the Gemara that we have of Dama ben Asina, the guy who was keeper of aim, who wouldn't wake up his father? We all praise that. What about the Gemara where it says that they asked Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said there are three things I love about the Midianim, because they know how to cut meat. They praise the Parsi and the Tanua over here in the meal in the bedroom. What's going on? And by the way, Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. So you're not allowed to praise Goyim, both in their looks and in their behavior. What about Dama ben Asina? What about the Parsian and the Midianim and all those things? So, the Sefer Nishmas Kol Chai answers that the only time it's possible to praise them is if it's a Davar Shel Rishus. I couldn't get over that jump shot. That's awesome. Because it's a Davar Shel Rishus. But a Davar Shel, what's the whole reason? He said, because you're going to be interested in them, you're going to want to be like them. You hear stories how they do things properly. They keep it up aimed the right way, and there's a new one in the bedroom, there's a new one at the dining room table. What's the downside? That's all mutter. Davar Shel Rishus. Look how pretty that one is. Look how good looking that guy is. Look at those muscles. Look at those biceps. That's all Davar Shel Rishus. That's all awesome. Things that they did that you could learn a mutter from, you can learn a mutter from anybody. What's wrong with that? And Dama ben Asina was keep it up. The best mutter in the world, right? The guy knows how to, right? Esav knows how to treat his father better than Yaakov. What's better than that? That's all mutter. Amazing part. It's good kasha. It's a good answer. Right? No? No good? You don't like it? Okay, next. They say, wait a minute. This is a story. My story with Shir Ben Gamliel. There's a story with Shir Ben Gamliel. Shahaya Agabi Milo Bahar Abayas. He was on the steps in our Abayas. Bravo, it's called Machas Nabi Yosar. He saw a very pretty guy, exceedingly pretty. Amr, he said, Ma Rabu Masecha Hashem. Look at this wondrous Hashem. Hashem created such a creature like this. Bah, Rabbi Akiva, Ra, Ashes, Turnus Rufus, Harasha. And Rabbi Akiva also saw the wife of Turnus Rufus. Rock, he spit. Sachak, he laughed. Bacha, he cried. Rock, he spit. Chai, Sabah, Mati, Pasrucha. He spit because the bottom line is, look where she comes from. Sachak, he laughed because the Atidah, the Megaira, the Nasavra. He laughed because he saw Baruch HaKodesh, that she was eventually going to be Megaira and he was going to marry her. Bach, he cried, Taishufra Baliafra. He cried because this beauty will end up rotting in the ground. Again. What? Why did, when? And the Ben Yehuda asked that the only way he could marry her, what? He's married to Rachel. But Ben Yehuda has a different question. He says, wait a minute. The only way she's going to be Megaira is when Turnus Rufus dies. Right? Turnus Rufus is the guy who killed Rabbi Akiva. So how can this be? So he says that Turnus Rufus is like a title, like Cairo, like president, like Caesar. It's not one person. So this is one governor named Turnus, you know, they give him a title, that's all. Anyway, Varav, so how could Rav say, so Varav answers the Gemara of Varav, Adu Yehuda Kamodi. They weren't praising, they were just admitting it. It's a fact. If someone sees a beautiful creature in the world, you make a bracha. Whether it's a guy, look at the bottom Tosfos. The Yerushalmi Omar, afilu gomel na, even a pretty camel, sus na, chamor na, Omar baruch shekachol ba'olamo. You see beautiful creatures in the world, you make a bracha. Whether it's a camel or a guy. That's what we're talking about. He wasn't marveling. He was just admitting, wow, that's really, I should make a bracha. Now, ask the Gemara, it's takule mi shari. Is it even mutter to look at a God? Is it even mutter to look? Not even mutter to look. Meisvei, it says in the Torah, v'neshmarta mikol davar ra, and you should guard yourself from all bad things. What do we learn from that Gemara? Shalo yistakel adam be'isha na, you're not allowed to look at a pretty woman, afilu penuya, even if she's single. Eishezif afilu mukhras, if she's married, even if she's ugly, you can't look at her. Right? By the way, that pasuk, right? That pasuk is said by going out to war. That pasuk is said by this pasuk of Vishmarta Mikol Dovara
is talking about when you go out to war, the Nishmar to be called Dovra. Rashi there in the Pasuk says that the reason why it's given in a time of war is because when there's no rule. Time of war is no rule. It's given an extra, by the way, Nishmar to be called Dovra. You know, you're in the battlefield, there's no rules, the Nishmar to be called Dovra. The Ramban says, not that there's no rule, it's that sin is greater during the war. So you have to give an extra shmir also there. Okay, it's a similar idea. Says the Gemara, continuing, below big day tzeva shel isha, you can't look at the colored clothing of a woman. Below b'chamor, below b'chamora, not a donkey or a female donkey, below b'chazir, below b'chazira, or a male or female camel, pig, below b'ofos, or a bird, b'zman shen is kakadil, when they're mating. Why are these animals singled out? So, two answers. Then what Ben Yehuda says, because these are the most common animals in the farm. What do you have in your farm? You don't have elephants and giraffe. What do you have? You have pigs and donkeys. That's the push-up shot. Other shot is, these are the most promiscuous animals. What that means, I don't know. The afilu mole enayim kamalach hamavet. Even if you have eyes as many as the malach hamavet, meaning, I can't not look. Everywhere, I have eyes all over. I can't not look. Amru lav amalach hamavet, shekulo mole enayim. Says, they say about the Malach HaMavet, he has all eyes. He's all eyes. What does that mean, he's all eyes? Three pshatim. Not that he's all eyes. Rather, he's all seeing. He's all seeing. That's one pshat. That's the pshat of the, what? You can't hide from that. That's the Ein Yaakov. Danach Yosef is an amazing pshat. The name is the Nachas Yaakov. Einayim, we use the word Einayim to mean I'm going to look into something. I'm going to be ma'ayin. It comes from the word ayin. When the Malach HaMavet comes, he's ma'ayin his whole life. Every little thing, he's got that pinkus, it's all written down. Every little thing is ma'ayin. He's full of eyes. What does it mean, he's full of eyes? He's full of looking into you. He's busy looking into you. And the third shot is that Shas b'tiwaso shel chola, when a chola dies, omeid me'al rashosav, the Malach HaMavet stands on top of you, the charba shlufa b'yado, he's got a sword, the tifa shalmara tuluyabo, and there's a thing of poison. Kapatin hanging from it, kiva jachola, ro'oso, once you're sick, when you see that, mizdazdea, you tremble, uposeach piv, the darkolosach piv, mimena mace, from there you die, mimena masriach, from there you decay, and mimena upon of morikos, and from there you turn very, very white. Anyway, getting back to the kasha, how could Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel praise the guy? The answer is Karen Davis have a. No, he bumped into her in the corner. All of a sudden, he turned the corner. There she was. He didn't go with binoculars and go look, right? He didn't go stay and you know pull up a beach chair and go watch. No, that don't happen. He bumped into her, right? And that's what happened. So. We've had this before, this kasha. They ask, why did the Gemara give a different answer? Why did they want to give a different answer? The answer the Gemara could have given was that there's a difference between looking and staring. To look, you're allowed to look, not like stare. Right. Why did the Gemara give that answer? Why did the Gemara give that answer? So there's three answers. The Pesach and I am dead because it's also even to look. Even for a split second to look at us. Even that's awesome. That's the first answer. That's the unpopular answer. Right? That's the first answer. The second answer he says over here in the name of the Milcha Shmuel. Such a brilliant answer. He says, it's mutter. It's mutter to look. Not to stare. It's mutter. Not Rishimim Amil. Not Rishimim Amil. Not Rishimim Amil. The Gedol don't do that. They don't behave that way. Yeah, it's 100% mutter. They don't behave that way. You know? There was a picture I saw in the newspaper a few months ago. It was a picture of the President of the United States. This woman was walking and he was like staring at her. Like from behind. Like it was, he went out of his theater. Everyone does that. That's the President. That's such a funny thing. You never expect that. He's not a gadol. But kaviyachol, he's a statesman, right? It's mutter to do that. The Gemara gives a different answer. You bumped into her, what's he supposed to do? You can't walk with blindfold. connected. Right. 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 All right, next. You can't look at women's clothes, even if they're hanging on the clothesline. Right? Why? Because it's going to get you to think about that woman. Amar Shmuel, afilu shidukin, oh, I'm sorry, Amar Papa, ubamakir ba'leiv. Only if you know who she is. Only if you know those clothes belong to a certain woman. Amar Rabba, dekanami, dekami, below bevigde teva isha. You can't look at the color garments of a woman. Below katani, below bevigde tebuin. It doesn't say you can't look at color garments. It says of the woman, meaning you know who those belong to. Shana, that's a good raya. Amar Vchinta, hani, mili batiki. That's only if the clothes are old and she's worn them before. Avokharti, if they're brand new clothes, even though you know they're hers because it's her backyard, less lumba, not a problem. Anan, menad the shpure, hechi avin. How can we ever go to the dry cleaner? Hakamastakel, we see the clothes of the women. Ultamer, hadamar of Yehuda. No, that's not a problem. You know why? Even if you're the dry cleaner. Hadamar of Yehuda, min bimino, mutal hasnis, kimachapal, bishop of Beret. If you're a farmer, you're allowed to help the animals mate. Hi, we just said a minute ago that you're not allowed to watch animals mate. Right? So the Gemara says, Hakamastakel, and you're going to watch them mate. You're facilitating the mating. You're getting them to mate. Ella ba'avdinite torin. If it's your job, just thinking about that. What are you thinking about? I got to put food on the table. I got to make sure that I do this right. You're not thinking about mating. Hakanami ba'avdinite torin. You're a dry cleaner. You're not interested in who these women are. You're busy with, you want to make good parnasa. You want to do the best job you can do with cleaning the clothing, so they'll come back next time. I'm busy with all the women's clothes. Which women? Who? What did she wear? What is your job? You're not interested in all that stuff. That's the heter. Must be that's the heter. Right, exactly. What is your job? You're not interested in that. Right? Amar mar. Oh my goodness. Mimena mace. Mimena mace. That from that spot, the person dies. Name of Pligidi Avua, the Shmuel, the Amar Avua, the Shmuel, Amar Li Malach HaMavet, the Malach HaMavet told me, Elo Chashin Alikra Debraita, if I would not be nervous about Kavanah Brios, having Piranha Be HaShchita Ki Behema, I would slaughter humans like behemoths, like shechting a behema. So what do you see from here? You see from here that a person does not die from poison, rather he dies from Shchita. The Gemara says, no, Delma Hahi Tipa Mechacha Leila Simonim. That drop is the equivalent of a shechita. It severs the simonim, that drop of poison. We met a masriach, and from there it has masriach. It's Ile, the Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana. The Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana, Amri Pei Rav, Haroshi Shalei Atriach, if somebody wants to, don't have to be masriach. Meso, he died, and when he died, you have Chedah Alpanov. Let him turn his face, so he won't be masriach. Okay. Chedah Rabbana. It says in the Braisa, V'neshmarta Mikol Dov Hara. You should guard yourself from all evil. The drasha now. Shelo yahar her adam bayom. Don't think about things during the day. V'yavol de tumah b'layla. And it's going to bring you to tumah at night. Don't do that. Now, look at Tosas, top Tosas. By the way, there's not one Rishon, except for the Smach, that holds this as a mitzvah d'oraita. Nobody holds this as a mitzvah. It's an Indian. It's still here in the Gemara, but it's not one of the 613. We'll get to that in a minute. Moshe has a very interesting observation. Shelo yahar adam bayom. Hai kra. Drasha Gemuri. This is a real drasha. Lo Ashmachta. This is not some Ashmachta. This is a real Din Doraisa. Ki demuchach perak naira hashen eshtafa. Dicho wachanon. Im kain. If this is a real Doraisa, my rebusa di Yecheskel. What's the big deal when about Yecheskel? Damin on the perak chain of the chulin. Yecheskel praising himself. Nafshi lo matuma. I didn't make myself tummy. Well, right, here would be tumas keri, right? Not that he touched front tummy. He didn't make himself tumma. What does that mean? Shalor harti b'yom. I didn't think about things during the day. Ubasil de tumma b'layla. To bring me to sin at night. What's the big sprit? It's a din d'oraita. Right? V'amari. Listen to this answer. The mikal makom rebusihi. It's a big chiddush. It is. You know why? Yimashai se yom machal atzal mehir. That he was able to do that. Masha'in came, Mishar Adam. Regular people, the Enam Nitzel Mehen, B'chol Yom. They can't withstand that. Kidamina, B'bav Vasa Perak, get Pashat, Shloshu Dvarim, She'ain Adam Nitzel Mehen. There are three things people can't overcome. B'chal yom. B'chachashiv, hear her. Hear her is one of them. What are the other two? Anybody remember? What are the other two things that people can't do? One is davening with kavana, and one is lashon hara. Havak lashon hara. Havak lashon hara. Right? Those are the three things. Right? So, what's the zindar raisa? I always kept shatnin. It's not like that. Because nobody can do it. So when the chesed said he was able to do it, that's a big deal. Just a quick halachic issue. What's the difference between this avera of the nishmarta mikol davar ra and the iser, which is one of the real iserim of lo tasuru achrei levasa ba'achrei nechem? You're not allowed to have your eyes go wander in that direction. So what's the difference between why these two? So the Meiri says, I'm not sorry. The Smak says that lo tasuru, the two totally different things. Right? Lo sasuru means that you're thinking about things for the express purpose of znuf. Znuf. And the issue of a nishmarta is something that's znuf. Just kind of, just to look at things that's supposed to look at. Something that's znuf. Two totally different things. Rav Moshe has an entirely different approach. Rav Moshe says like this. It's in Chelek Aleph of Eben Ezer, Siman Samach Tes. Rav Moshe says, lo sasuru, For the shmarta is only something. Is the only problem with the shmarta is if it's going to lead to carry. That's the problem of the shmarta. Don't adhere her. It's going to lead eventually to carry. However, lo sasur is not about carry. It's about avera. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, can you think about your wife? If it's an issue of black, I'm going to be able to do it for that. I'm going to be able to do it for that. That's mutter. Well, can be overcarried. Thinking about your wife. Unbelievable remotion, you know, unbelievable finish. Right? Finish my, let me get who it is. Right? There's other differences also. Can you watch animals mate? Nothing wrong with low consumer, what you're going to have a title for. Most people don't have a title. Right? It's not going to happen to you. However, the Nishmarta and the Kol Davra is on the table. That would be a problem. That's where Moshe still is between the two of them. Even though, like I said before, only it's not called the mitzvah, but it's still Din D'oraisa. The whole one tells us how it's still Din D'oraisa. Okay. Next. Famous Gemara. Dikan Amr Pinchas Ben Yair. From here we see that Pinchas Ben Yair said, the introduction, Sefer Maseilas Yashar was based on the following brisa. Torah, Mevila de Zehirus. Torah brings two Zehirus. Zehirus, what's Zehirus? Rashi says, what's Zehirus? Rashi doesn't say what it is. Zehirus means being a Zohar, being careful. Zehirus, Mevila de Zerizus. Zehirus brings to Zerizus. What's Zerizus? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, a Zariz, someone who's careful, V'nishmar Kodem Lachain, and you're careful beforehand, shalotavo aver liyada, that aver doesn't come to you. Ki hacha, like over here, ena maharher, lavo de tuma. Don't do A, because it's going to lead to B. Don't have here, it's going to lead to a violation of the nishmarta mikol davara. Right? Zrizus, mevi l'dei nikiyus. Zrizus brings to cleanliness. What does Rashi say? Naki be'ein chet. You're clean without chet. Others say it means to be really just to be clean. Be clean first. Others say, the Ben Yehuda says it means to be knocky from shogeg. Even from shogeg. All different parts. Nikiyah is made with a precious. Nikiyah leads to precious, being a parush. Rashi says, even telling mutter to you. Right? Precious may lead to hira. Hira may lead to chasidah. Chasidah may lead to anava. Anava may lead to yirisheit. Your estate, maybe they kedusha. Kedusha, maybe they ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh, maybe they tzias hametim. Now, let's just get to the two dots, then we'll stop. Now, not only that, the hachasidus, one minute, the hachasidus, gedolim yikulam. Hachasidus is the best of all of them. Shemar, like it says, oz dibarta b'chazam chasecha, b'chuligid de Rashur ben Levi. Rashur ben Levi argues on that, Rashur ben Levi. Another, Gdolah Bikulam, another is the best one. Shinemar, Ruach Hashem Elokim Ole Olan Ole Yan Moshach Hashem Otel Abaster Anoyim Anovim Hatinim Ol Namar El Anovim Ol Mata Shanova Gedola Mikulam. What's the greatest of them all is Anova. Okay? The Marsha says something absolutely astounding, and he says that where is it here? Says that this idea, this right of the Pinchas ben Yair, of one thing leading to another, one thing leading to another, if take it at face value, it's a lifetime achievement, a lifetime work. So work to get from the worth to get from the Pesach Marsha is every single day of your life. Every single day of your life. Why? Every single day of your life. You don't even think that in a million years. So how does he say? It's very simple. Torah is the first thing on the list, right? Through Liman HaTorah, you'll be able to be careful to keep mitzvot. The next thing on the list is Zahirus. Learning Torah keeps you to Zahirus. You learn Torah every day, you'll have Zahirus every day. Zerizus is every single morning. You get up early in the morning to come to shul, you're a Zaris. Then comes Nikias, you wash the tefillos for Zion, you prepare yourself for davening, you're a Naki. The art still has it in there, the Marshal? I don't even look. Has it in there? The Marsha? Okay. Oh, it has the Marsha? I don't have the Marsha. I don't know. That doesn't make a difference. What? Nikias leads to Precious. What's Precious? Precious, he explains, means when you're davening, you're not doing anything else. It's supposed to be that way. When you daven, you don't do anything else. You're a parush. You separate yourself from the world and you daven. That's every single day. Precious brings you to Tahira, right? Because after you daven, you're a different person, you're more Tahar. Now you can go learn. And then that brings you to Kedusha. After you eat your breakfast, you're Makadosh your food. Why? Because you're eating with a whole different mindset. It's every single day. That brings you to Anava. You go start your job, you go start your work, and working for other people, if working for yourself, it's the most humiliating experience, and it brings you to Anava. Every single day. What's after that? That brings you to Yeras Chet. Right? Why? Because if you're an Anav, it's very hard to be a sinner. Why? Because you're so low, you think so low, you're not low. You're an Anav, you're humble. You realize that you're only a very small cog in a very big wheel. That leads to not sinning. And at night, when you go to sleep, it's different. And what's left off the list? Left off the list is Chassidim. Right? That, at night, you have all these things. You're a chassid, you have Ruach HaKodesh, you have the Mason, you're a saint, full life sleep, every single day. It's both. So it's a daily thing, and it's a lifetime struggle to get to the top of the list. All right, we have time to go on. What? Okay, so the next thing said, Ein Bochun Lahen, you're not allowed to sell them things that are Mechubal HaKarka. Tanar Rabbanan. Mochelhem Elon, you can tell a tree, Almanas Lakot. On condition it's cut down, the code takes it, as long as it's cut down. Tiver Behuda. Rabbe Roma, Ein Mochel El Kituta. It can only be sold if it's already cut. Shaka, shoot, Almanas Lidzos, on condition to cut them off. The Gazas and had to be cut off. Tiver Behuda. Rabbe Roma, Ein Mochelhem El Gazas, only if it's already cut off. Kama, standing stalk, Almanas Lixar. As long as you have a condition to cut them, the kosher and they're cut. Tiber Behuda, Rameiro, Emo, Kornel, Kizura. Only if they're already cut. But Shmicha, I need all three. The Yashmi'in and Baha. If it only had one of them, the Yashmi'in, the Elon, Bakum, Rameir. That's what Rameir said. Has to be completely cut. Given the low pasit. Since there's no downside, Mashile. Maybe he'll leave it there. Aval Hai. But the other two, the Chimashile pasit. But if you leave them standing, they're going to become negative. Can't leave. Standing too long. Has to be cut. I would have thought, aim a modular Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe they agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. V'yashmi'in on Bahani Tarti, if I had those two, which two? Kama and Elon, Mishon Zalagada Shibchayu. You don't always know how much they're worth. Abol Shachas, the Shibchayu, the Shachas, which you know their value. Aim, I would have said, modulele Rabbi Meir. Maybe they agreed to Rabbi Meir. Gonna cut off anyway. V'yashmi'in Baha, and if they only had the Shachas, Bahakamber of Meir, Alabach, Ema Modelel of Meir. El Modelel Huda. Three, because we need all three. Ibailahu, Behema, Al Manas Lishko, Mahu. What about an animal on condition to shat? Can you do that? Ha, sometime am I shah Rabbi Huda to call the law of Rishut Ekaim. Why did Rabbi Huda say it's mutter? Because it's not going to stay in the Rishut. Why? It's going to get cut. Below Mati Mashile. He's not going to leave it. Aval Behema, given the Rishut Ekaim, Kaim, Mashile. But an animal maybe he'll hold on to, and therefore maybe it should be Osir. Or Dilma Loshna, Toshma, Tanya, Behema, Almanat Lishchot, Vishokhe. Behema, Almanat Lishchot, Vishokhe, Debe Behuda, Rameh Romer, Ein Marokin Lo, Ella, Shechuta. So the same Achlok they have by Karka, they have by Behema. Rabbi Huda says it's Mutter, and Rabbi Meir says it's Osir. Okay, we got to the Mishnah. What? Mishnah can see, look at tomorrow's Amid Beis. Look at Amid Beis tomorrow. See Amid Beis tomorrow? It's all about the gigantic Tosfos. It's all about having Goyim work for you on Shabbos. I'm not talking about you hire a maid to clean the kitchen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real businesses. How you open on Shabbos with a Goy, or a Shutzah, so complicated. That's all tomorrow's stuff. Everybody have a very, very good Shabbos.